I think that right now we could probably find a bed, but I would say that the beds are not wide open. We haven't seen the hospitals contract down on their discretionary procedures and services, so I think they feel pretty comfortable with the load that they're managing right now. I don't think we're in the situation that we feared as little as a week or so ago, where there really were no intensive care beds, either north or south, reliably open. I don't think that's the case now. I think things have settled down just a bit, even though the number of cases in Alaska has gone up significantly.
How are you feeling about just the situation in Petersburg?
I think we're doing well with what we can monitor. Since we're not mandating evaluations once people come into town, I guess the concern is we could be missing cases. And so a number of people who don't really have a good explanation for how they became infected could theoretically go up. Most of the cases we have seen in the last week or so are in some way, shape, or form travel-related or communication from someone who picked up a travel-related case. The predominance of disease in this town that we can identify is relatively low, so we're sitting pretty well. But, you know, we can't let our guard down just because we're tired of it and we don't have to go through last year all over again.
Do you feel like people are aware that they need to be getting tested if they've traveled or have been exposed to someone who traveled?
I think those people that want to be tested and want to be conscientious about things are getting tested, and those people that desire not to know or think it's not worth their time or for whatever reason don't want to be tested will continue to not be tested. And we really are not kind of welcoming the cruise ships with any kind of like, hey, what's your health status at this point? When the mandates went away, that ability to make them call and give a report also vanished.
How are you feeling about vaccination numbers in Petersburg?
I think we've probably vaccinated a majority of the people that want to be vaccinated. I think we'll probably pick up a marginal amount now that the vaccine has been fully FDA approved. We can promote it, we can offer it, we can make it available in a wide variety of places. But beyond that, there's not a whole lot we can do to impose our wills on people, as it should be, to get a vaccine and, you know, benefit the community as a whole. You know, when people say it's, you know, it's my body, it's my choice, it is, until the point where you can affect somebody else. Like secondary effects is you're sick, you're the only one that got sick, you didn't get anybody else sick, but you're taking up a bed where someone else who either sick or injured or old or has cancer or has surgery can't have that bed.
Is there anything else that you think people should know, just kind of the current state of things in Petersburg?
No, I think what people need to realize is the reason that Petersburg is where it is right now is because people behind the scenes are working really, really hard to make it that way. So every time we catch somebody early or we screen somebody or we redirect somebody in regards to their behavior, you know, we're potentially, you know, saving 5 or 6 cases in the first order, 25 cases in the second order. So we're doing a good job. And a lot of times when nothing bad is happening and everybody wonders why we're doing it, it's because the people behind the scenes are keeping a lid on this thing.